Just getting it together. I'm here. You can start. I'm just trying to share.
Oh. All right. Get to it. Got a couple of things on the docket.
Let's not call it a docket. Okay, guys.
Not call it a docket.
I'm back. Did you guys miss me? I know you did.
Right.
I'm here.
Hey. Miss Parker. Why is that covering up what they're saying?
I don't know. I am back.
Oh, so glad to see you back.
Did you guys miss me? Did you miss me? Do you love me? I love you too. Hi, Jen. I love you. I'm back up in the spine.
Let me close this down. You can go off yours. Okay.
All right. Let's get started. So, yeah.
Get
this is a new show.
New show.
Different show we got going on here.
Live from the living room.
We're in a living room.
And we got a couple of things to talk about.
You don't have to say it like it's some sort of presentation or speech. I mean, we're just having a conversation.
We are. But I'm just saying, you know, couple of things to talk about. Movies.
Mm-hmm.
Memes, stuff that's going on in social media.
Thanks, Jen, for being with us so far. We're going to get some more people. They're going to come. Just hurry up. Right.
You say three.
Me.
They ain't saying nothing.
It's me.
Oh.
Jen. And Cree and Cairo. I love you guys. I miss you guys already.
That's why she's in here. Draw four.
And Max. Maximilian.
What up, Max? I ain't seen you since Community.
Cree. I love her.
Back when we used to leave school for Captain Nemo's.
Oh, Captain Nemo's gone.
Right.
One and Wayne. But yeah, so welcome to the new show. Thanks for joining us. Max says, my guy. Yo guy.
Right. Well, yeah, this Us movie.
We didn't even introduce ourselves. That was supposed to be the first thing. You guys know us already, but we still got to introduce ourselves because it's new. I'm Paulette. I'm fabulous. I'm funny. I wear red lipstick and cute clothes.
That's a good introduction.
I know.
Good introduction.
That's why I said it.
I'm just Reese. I don't have a good follow-up for all of that. But
ooh, I also like to talk. I like wine. I work at a radio station as a reporter.
Antoine, what up?
I am an introvert, but I like people after I drink wine. And I think that's it.
Wine. More wine.
Wine, and wine. This is totally water in this bottle, guys. I'm telling you. Water all day.
You say just have some Nemo. But yeah, we wanted to get into this Us movie. Everybody, all the posts that I've been seeing about this Us movie is everybody is confused on what's going on in the movie.
And Reese says if you're confused, then you're slow. So he basically insulted everybody that was confused by the movie, which is
I thought it was pretty self-explanatory. They kind of explained it.
Don't follow his lead. He has to analyze every single movie. He can't even sit and watch Netflix without giving away the ending halfway through when he figures it out. Like, can I figure it out? Can I be surprised, please? Just a little bit.
It was an easy movie to figure out.
Can we just enjoy it to the end and just watch
I didn't give it away.
You did. No, you didn't. You waited till the end, but I mean, that doesn't mean people. Hey, Brandon. Hey, Giselle. This is a show. You wanted a show. Hey, Takeda.
But yeah, but I didn't give it away.
You didn't give it away.
I watched it. I let you watch it.
But just because people don't understand it doesn't make them slow. We can't all be Siskel and Ebert.
No, what I'm saying, like, it's not a deeper meaning in the movie.
So you feel like people are looking for like some deep Jordan Peele.
Everybody looking for.
There are no spoilers though, guys. So you can keep listening. We're not spoiling the movie because I already made him promise that he cannot spoil it. because it just came out. I'm like, give people a chance to go see it first. So we're not going to talk about any plot points. We're just going to say he feels like it was self-explanatory. I mean, I didn't get it till the end because I just don't be thinking like that. Plus, I was drinking Long Island when I was there. But hi, Precious.
Yeah, it definitely was self-explanatory. Like, I don't even think it was any like real deep symbolic meanings that everybody is looking for. Like, I think he wanted the movie to be what it was.
Max said he got the fire stick. Oh, you was gonna watch it. I mean, you could still watch it, but I mean, if you don't get it right away, he said you slow. Giselle's gonna see it tonight.
It ain't even something to. It's,
but it was a good movie. It was no Get Out. I still prefer Get Out, but you're gonna enjoy it, Giselle, when you go see it tonight. So.
Yeah, Get Out is still his his top.
I really
movie
like
right
that
now.
Movie. So
this one was, I give it a 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll give it about a 7.
7, solid 7.
About a 7.
Yeah, it was
all right.
It was okay. Like, I don't think it will. It probably had a little bit more hype, around it than people.
But I mean, it was black people in a horror movie, so hey.
Right. Gotta support.
We're finally
that.
In there, and gotta we lived.
That. Right.
I'm sorry, that was a spoiler, kind of.
Right. You
I
told
didn't
a little
it.
Bit of the
I
movie was, right there.
Okay. Anyway, it's black people in a horror movie. Go see it. Yes.
Right, go check that out, and share this live. So
yes,
more people can
click
find
share
it, yeah,
while you're watching. Andre, Brandon, share. Giselle, Takeda, Precious, Jen, Krisha.
Throw a share
click,
in there. Right.
Click share.
Mom, I see
okay.
you in there. Go ahead, hit that share button.
Click
show
it.
Some love.
Kirk the Jerk. There. He shared before we even started the show.
Oh, that's love.
Yeah. So
thanks for that.
Kirk. Click the share button. I saw you liked it, but you know.
Right. I can't see what it is.
Oh, right.
The reason she wanted to see it.
Yeah, because it's black people. We never get horror movies that we star in, or we get movies, but we die in the first 5 minutes. So then there's no more black people. Unless, did LL Cool J make it through Anaconda? I think he did.
LL Cool J in Anaconda?
Oh.
Deep Blue Sea.
He was in Anaconda.
That was Ice Cube.
Are you sure?
Yes, Ice Cube was in Anaconda.
Did he make it through Anaconda?
I
don't know.
I think Ice Cube made it through Anaconda. And LL Cool J did make it through Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, shoot. Kirk the Jerk said he can't wait to be a guest on the show. Come on.
Right. We can set it up.
Giselle's excited to see the movie.
Oh yeah, go see it. It's
yeah,
it's
but still, it's still
good.
Worth going to
it's
see.
Worth seeing.
Don't let us knock it. We're not knocking it. Go see the movie. It's a good movie. Support Jordan Peele. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's funny. It's funny.
It is funny.
I laughed
kinda.
Way more than I thought I would, but it is like eerily creepy. Like whoever the music guy is on that. He made the most creepiest music.
Chris. Ever. We're talking about Us, Kirk, the movie.
Yeah, Us. The Us movie.
Hey, Chris.
And it got a slight twist.
Yeah.
That I don't know. They explain the twist too in the movie, so.
Look, we're okay.
That's not a spoiler. I'm just saying, like, on the people who make it seem like it's hard to get.
It was lit, Kirk. I really liked it, but.
So, yeah. That.
Yeah, so. That's Us. Go see it. Theaters now. Pay us, Jordan Peele. We just gave you a plug to 14 whole people who are watching our live video.
Right.
We will like our check. There's no spoilers, Chris. I made that disclaimer. We're not telling any plot points.
No spoilers.
And we're about to move on anyway. So, chill, Chris. Okay?
Right.
Sheesh.
A couple other things. I think, I don't know. Well, is anybody watching Empire still? Who's still watching that?
Hi, Ashley. I'm
not. I definitely
not.
Need to know. I know my mom still watches it. I don't watch it.
I stopped watching Empire after season numero uno.
I didn't even
because
watch
I don't
a complete season
care
of it, I thought it was
anymore. I don't want to see Lucius get kidnapped. Precious said, not at all. No, right. I'm not watching that. It's just pointless now.
Yeah, so it was saying they had like a season low ratings.
I believe
I'm like, who's still watching this show?
Next is for it to be canceled.
Right, like needs cancellation. Like the show, the storyline is so stupid. It's just so unrealistic.
Well, Giselle cannot let go of Empire. Giselle, let go. You gotta let go.
You gotta it's get time. Rid of that show.
What cancel, else are they gonna
cancel
do?
That show.
We gotta let it go. We gotta let it go.
It is trash.
Chris just got here, so he missed the disclaimer, and he quit watching Empire a season and a half ago. I don't even know what season they're on right now. What is this, 3?
I think it's more than that.
5?
It's like 5 or something.
Hey, Schrodinger.
Like 5 seasons of it. It's trash.
It is.
The episodes that I have seen of it, I was like, this is terrible. I can't, like, it's hard to watch. I don't even know how people still watching it.
I don't know. What did it for me is like I had started out watching Empire, but then I wasn't watching Power. Then somebody put me up on Power, and then I started watching that instead. And I was like, oh, this is so much better. I'm not about to watch Empire no more. Bye. I'm going to be over here. Y'all got a little Omari Hardwick, even though I'm not as tight because I'm black. But still, I will watch it for ghosts. Okay. Giselle, you nosy.
on what? What you being nosy for?
She got to see what's happening on that show. Girl, no, I took my talents over to Stars. What channel?
Yeah, it's on Stars.
What channel?
Stars.
Power, come on! I took my talents over there. Hi, Cordario.
Yeah, that Empire, man. They need to go ahead and get rid of it, especially with all the one guy, what's his name? Jesse Smollett with all his nonsense.
But I think, didn't they write him off or are they writing him off? I don't really know.
They're writing him off.
I don't really care. I don't really care what happens to that show.
Fired.
Boop, but you still got to, like, he can't just disappear. He still got to be written off, right?
Yeah.
They don't just remove
him. They say he's only going to be in like 5 episodes or something like that. 5 episodes. And then he'll be gone off the show.
Mm. Well, yeah.
But,
So, you know, Giselle, I hope they keep Empire on there for you. Recruit all your friends to watch it for those ratings because they're tanking.
They are. Okay? They are, right. Okay. They are falling behind. Dad, I got to make this smaller. I can't.
Wait, who caught AIDS? Somebody caught AIDS in the show, Precious? I stopped watching it. Who? Lucius? Oh, you're talking about. Got it. Took a minute.
Like, what?
I thought that was really a storyline. Like, hold on, somebody that got AIDS.
Somebody caught AIDS.
Whew, that was gonna be rough.
That was a deep one right there. But no, let me open this back up.
Had me a little scared. I was about to say Lucius got kidnapped and he caught AIDS and died. That would be a rough life. Like, right. That would be some messed up stuff.
Terrible. I got another topic. Actually, it's supposed to be like the last one, but I'm gonna skip it forward because I gotta know this from other women. And
he about to make me mad, y'all.
And I need to know from other women.
He about to make me mad.
And men.
He about to make me mad.
This, because I've been seeing these memes. Women have been posting these memes about finding the clitoris. So at first, it was funny to me. I was like, oh, this is hilarious. Then, after I seen it and seen it and seen it, I started to think to myself, do men not really not know where this is? Like, is this hard to find? Like, how is this a joke that men don't know how to find it? Like, so I need to know.
But it's not a joke.
I mean, that's not
it's
a
like
joke.
Real.
It's right. And I asked you, and you were saying like that it was like that. So I'm like, how?
Who did that angry face?
How?
You can't see who did what reaction. Who mad?
How is this possible?
Cordario.
What men are out here can't find it? How is this a thing? I need to know. Like, in your experience, are men not finding it? Do you have Chris, men not finding this area?
Chris, now you know anything that I'm on is not a family, family program. Come on now. You know.
This is a,
you should already know that ain't no family program within me.
Adult programming over here.
Family program. You must not know me, friend. You do know me.
So, yeah. So, you were saying, like, in your experience.
Precious the face.
That people can't find this.
It must be challenging. I don't know. Maybe they need anatomy books.
Anatomy books?
Yeah, so they can
like, Is it that challenging?
I don't know. I'm not a man, so I can't speak from how what goes on in their brain.
So men in the live.
Or man. Chris is here too, but
you can't find this. Or in this oh, you stupid.
You don't put a link in here. Such a delay.
But yeah, right. I need to know.
Hey Ebony.
What is going on? And why is it so hard?
Right. What did Ernest say? Why couldn't I see his comment on here?
Who?
Was that Ernest you said?
Yeah. He put a link being silly.
It's not in her butt, Cordario. Well, maybe that's why men can't find it. Because ain't nobody going up there.
Right.
Not gonna happen. Exit only.
Right. You're not. That's not a good comment for us. We
exit only.
We need
psych. I mean, family program.
What's up, Nikki?
Exit only of the posterior. I'm trying to keep it family friendly. The family terms friendly. I want to keep them friendly. Family friendly for Chris. I mean, whatever. Hey, Gabby.
What up, Eugene?
He said he never seems to find it either. How's your sister feel about that?
Right. Nikki?
Hey, Jason.
Y'all killing us. Y'all killing us, fellas. Killing us. Y'all supposed to be in here like, I find it every time. I don't have this issue.
Like, hey, Shantae. That's all you be looking for, huh? Like nothing else. focus. Get to it. Tunnel vision.
Like it's not a hard thing. Like, cause it's so many memes. Like, this just killing it. Like, I'm like, is this a thing?
It apparently is a thing. You wouldn't see it so often if it wasn't.
I might have to hold a class so I can get paid.
Or guys, go to YouTube. I'm sure it's there. There's YouTube videos for everything.
Right.
So it seems like it should be there for that too. maybe not.
For sure.
I don't know. I never had to worry about it because I'm not a dude and I don't like vaginas. So except my own. That's, you know, whatever. I can find it myself. Easy.
Man,
but I know that's exactly where it is. Yeah.
That's just a running joke I've been seeing. And I was wondering if it's true for women. Are women experiencing guys that can't find it? Or they go down and they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing when they go down there. Can't find it, looking around it, missing it.
Wait.
Doing what they're doing.
What is the hole for then? Decoration, duh. You don't actually put anything in there. It's for decoration.
It's definitely not for your tongue.
Oh, wait. Which hole are we talking about? Front or the back, Eugene? I got confused. I thought I knew what we was talking about. But now I don't know no more.
Mm-hmm. Right. You talking about the back? The back one?
Jason, what? Oh, you don't like this conversation? You came into this family-friendly show. So you have to deal with these family-friendly topics.
Right.
Okay? Okay.
Y'all, the ladies are a little shy. They're like, hey, they ain't said nothing about.
They are not. They've said hi to me because I love them all.
No, I'm not. They're not saying nothing about the issue at hand.
They might not have that problem.
Must not be an issue for them, right? Must not be an issue.
Gabby, there are three holes. Front, back, top. It's like a nose.
Can't miss it.
A little nose for your vagina.
You cannot miss it.
Without nostrils.
That is right.
You can't smell out of it.
You can't. It's pretty visible.
What you mean, you guess, Jason? No, this is really, you know. Oh, the topic is, what is the topic? What are we?
Well, it was a bunch of memes that was suggesting that men can't find the clitoris. And I was wondering if this was a true thing. I keep seeing it on my timeline. So I was
I'm happy like my brother is not in this live. My mom is not even going to watch this episode.
If men were not really finding
it. My mom's not going to watch this. She's going to be like, you have shamed me. What are you doing? You go to school and then this is what you do? You sit in the living room and talk about your vagina?
Live from the living room.
Sorry, Ma. Sorry. Plug. God, be proud of me. Jeesh. Jeesh. This is important stuff I'm doing. I'm doing important work and research.
This is a thing.
Did he, Cordario, lift the bridge?
Lift the bridge.
Oh, my God.
There's some inexperienced fellas around here, I see. What kind of friends do I got? Obviously, a bunch of women is displeased in their oral life, I guess. what they're getting. You've posted some.
I mean, but y'all know what I post. Nothing's off limits. And it don't even necessarily apply to me. I just like to start trouble on social media. I mean, that's all.
Right.
It's like searching for loose change in a couch. A vagina couch. and clit change. Hopefully it doesn't taste like pennies. That would be gross.
Right. That sounds difficult. It's definitely not that difficult to navigate.
I hope not. I hope it's not searching for change in the couch. It better not be that bad. Especially because there's like dirt and stuff in the couch. That's not a good analogy. Can you do something different? We need something better, Eugene, than that. Because that's nasty. We don't want to compare a vagina to a couch.
Right.
Oh, okay. If it's pierced. I feel like we're taking a new direction here.
If it's pierced, it tastes like pennies.
Yeah, it would. Clean those piercings, ladies. Please. So you don't taste like pennies.
Right.
Don't want that.
Don't want that at all.
Gabby said it tastes like booty. Wipe front to back, not back to front. And then that problem will be solved. It won't taste like booty. Okay? That's all you need to do.
That's all bad. That is all bad. But yep. I still don't have my answers.
We've just concluded some people are just lost. And they're
some people just lost. Don't.
Oh, Gabby said she was talking about the booty hole. Well, duh, the booty hole gonna taste like booty, Gabby. Hi, man, Devin.
He came in right on the booty hole gonna taste like booty.
Hey, Devin, we're just here talking about booty holes tasting like booty. And
not being able to find the clitoris.
Because it's like looking through a couch for loose change. So you joined us right at the right time. Booty tastes like good. Well, Devin. We know. All right.
Hey.
Your name is not Blue. Okay. Well, Blue. Is it the new generation? What? That's eating booty?
Eating booty?
Or can't find the
the
magic button?
Probably both. But women, all the women out of our generation didn't have their booty ate, so.
I do believe women should come with a map. Maybe I'm going to draw a map for my body. And then, you know, just roll it out like, whoa, All right. So these spots right here, good. This spot right here, no, no, no. Down. Okay.
Down further.
Blue, you're just distracting me from my diagram right now. He been eating booty since high school. Okay.
Booty since high school.
He said he's a trailblazer. Anyway.
You are. You
blue.
Are.
Blue. Eh, my map.
You are.
These two spots here. Good. This spot. Great. This spot back here. Right. We did, Shantae. I don't know how we went from vagina to booty. But yeah, and then I'll just make a map and a diagram with like close-ups and then like this spot. Nice. This spot. Meh. These spots here, make sure you incorporate with this spot. Don't do that with sharp fingernails. And just, you know, I have a map. I think I'm going to do that when I go home. I'm making a body map.
A body map.
A map of my body.
Treasure map.
A treasure map. That makes sense.
Help them out.
I like it. I feel like we need to move on before, like, Jesus doesn't let us into heaven or something.
Take a wide turn.
I'm a little worried. I'm kind of scared.
Well, we have other things. Other things out there we were supposed to talk about. This watching women get abused on video. Like, people, I've seen two videos.
Oh, yeah, because y'all be making me mad.
Guys smacked the phone out of a girl's hand, started punching her. Guys were videotaping it.
Dog, and then, a pocketbook, Gabby. I'm sorry. I'm still with you, but I'm just like, and thanks, Blue, for sharing. One,
the other video was the guy on the train who kicked the old lady. Yeah. And he was like world star that or whatever when he walked off the train or whatever. So it's like, I don't think it's at a point like, well, why are men condoning this type of behavior? You watching and recording it and thinking it's funny or whatever, posting it for views.
Yeah, just not a good look. Not a good look at all.
And it's like, you just watching a woman get abused. Yeah. And you're not doing anything about it. And you're a man. Like, so you watch another woman get abused and won't do anything about it. Oh, that's terrible.
I agree, Blue. They do. We should find them and beat them up.
Right. Like, tape that. Record that. Record the record beating up the guy who is hitting the woman. Like, make that something. Like, don't just record it, post it like, oh, shit, I'm going to get a million views when I post this. This is going on World Star or whatever the case may be. Like, that's never.
Jason, we moved on from booty. Now we're talking something serious, and you're still over here talking about booty. Wait, no.
I said booty tastes good.
Tastes like good. No, tastes like good.
He a trailblazer. Trailblazer on the booty.
Hey, can we get serious for a second, Jason? Jeez, we'll come back to booty in a minute if you want us to, okay? We just need to veer away for one second.
I'm whooping ass, then recording. Yeah, if I see something like that, I'm definitely gonna stop it. Like, I'm definitely not about to watch nobody hit on a woman, especially no elderly woman. Like,
Blue Devin, we're moving away from booty.
Booty blazer.
Booty blazer. We are moving away from booty. You're losing focus. Hey, Tierra. Yes, Gabby, I agree that the camera is replacing a lot of people's common sense. Everybody just want to be like, let me get this on social media.
Everybody
right
want to get views.
People
Everybody
riding past to. Like accidents, like, oh my God, there's a dead body over there. I shall film it and put it on Facebook. People will like it. Like, can you not?
They're not going to check, see if nobody all right. Nothing. They just recording it, uploading it for the views, thinking it's going to give them some type of, I don't know, popularity or something like that.
It's awful. Don't do that. Don't be that person. That person's bad. Be a good person. Okay? Right. Check on people.
Yeah.
Help people. Don't just record people. Sorry, my back itches a little bit back there.
Yeah, so we definitely got to be against these guys recording these videos that are of women being abused. Like, you can't condone that type of stuff. It's not even cool. Like, I hate to even watch it, or when I see people share it, like this ain't even something that I want to see.
No, not at all.
And it's definitely a bunch of people that just think it's cool, think it's funny or whatever. I guess they just don't think past the video. Like, they just watch the video and they're not thinking about
it. Yeah, they do. Like, there's an actual person behind this. Like, there's an actual old woman getting kicked on a train behind this. Like,
yeah, and they just looking at the source of entertainment, and they're not looking at the people who are around at that moment that could have did something, could have intervened, and they're not doing anything.
Because I'm not going to lie, I've been sharing some of those Miami fight videos, like where that girl got cold knocked out and her little nipple came out and her eyes was open. Then I had to think, like, why I just share that? This girl just got knocked out and her nipple came out and then I deleted it.
It was terrible.
But I did still think about it a little bit, though.
And then I didn't even see if she hit him in the video or anything like that.
I don't know.
I just saw him turn and knock her out.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have shared that. Jesus, probably not going to let me into heaven now.
Right.
Dear Lord, please forgive me for sharing Miami fight videos. I swear I'm a good person
most of the time. People going down to Miami just to fight. Like nobody.
Sometimes I'm not a good person. Tierra, we are not talking about booty no more.
What I miss about
Tierra, booty. We're not going back to talking about booty. I just got everybody away from booty. Now you talk about booty. Okay, or they was talking about booties, vaginas, booty holes, vaginas tasting like pennies if they're pierced. Just a lot of stuff. It's but this is a family-friendly show. So you gonna have to go back and watch the replay because Jesus is already not gonna let me into heaven because I done said all this stuff today. I gotta go to church after I leave here because
you ain't going to no church.
We're gonna talk about, and I'm not. I'm going home to cook because I'm hungry and I've been thinking about pasta. But yes,
that was the topic. That was the topic of the day right there.
Booty. We're away from booty. No more booty.
The topic of the day.
I cannot talk about booty no more. Oh, yeah. Also, Blue. Is the trailblazer of eating booty. He been eating booty since high school.
Booty blazer.
He was the originator of eating booty, I guess. I don't know if they give out plaques or awards for that. They might, but I don't think so. So I'll just make him one myself, and then I'll just give it to him like a little trophy that say like booty blazer on it. You know, like, you know, you started the trend of booty eating, I guess. I don't know, but... Yeah. So, yeah. Don't record people getting beat up.
That was what you missed. You missed the Us movie.
She don't care about that. She don't care about the Us movie. Nobody cares about that. She cares about the booty eat, the booty part.
What about the booty?
What was the booty part?
Yeah.
So, now you know.
Empire being a wax show. Men can't find the clitoris. The booty somehow translated from that. And then watching women get abused on... camera.
Yeah, don't watch women get abused on camera. Bad. Tisk tisk.
Right.
Tisk tisk tisk.
Right.
Be better.
So go see Us. Don't watch Empire.
Giselle is watching Empire.
Oh, she's watching the one person. Do a better job at flying in the couture.
Eat booty.
Be a booty trailblazer.
Eat booty. Trailblazer. You're not a trailblazer now. Devin started it. Dookie mouth. Gabby. We're not calling people dookie mouth. Then nobody gonna do it no more. Sometimes it be a little, you gonna discourage people. Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Why did you hit me with that look?
Because I thought you looked at me.
I didn't.
Okay. Well, yes. If you eat booty, you're not a dookie mouth. You are a pleasurer. Psych, I'm just playing. Hey,
do your thing, booty blazer. Keep trailblazing.
Your sister said words to live by. I know, girl. I'm giving y'all words of wisdom. These are things y'all need to do.
All right. So beyond that, definitely want to get into this overly flirting for women. Women are overly flirt.
What women overly flirt? Are you kidding me?
Women are overly flirting.
What woman is overly flirting?
Entertaining several gentlemen.
I am not. I never overly flirt with anyone in this life. So let's talk about the ladies who do, because it ain't me. Women, they overly flirt, apparently. I don't know. Precious. Other Precious, because Precious Porter is on here. Now it's Precious Jewel. So, hey, Other Precious, or I call you Nene. Okay, I'm sorry if I Okay, whatever. Just keep going. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. The overly flirting women. If you... What? You got... You talking to two or three guys. They all think they have a chance. Mm-hmm. When they don't.
Maybe it's a competition, like The Bachelor.
Like a competition. But they don't
like,
have a
maybe you're going to give a rose.
Like,
to
you
somebody.
Know, you probably
how do you
not
know they don't have a chance?
You know, you probably know that you're not going to talk to these guys, but you still flirt. Mm-hmm. So, so, women.
Women that overly flirt, that is not Paulette. Why do you guys do the things that you do? Explain talking. Like, yeah, like, what is flirting? Can we do that first? Because what men may think is flirting, like, everything I say is just super smooth. Maybe that's just my personality is just smooth. And if you take it as flirting, that's not on me.
Maybe.
Maybe that's just my normal tone of voice. Like, my normal personality. My normal... Tierra. I agree. It's interview. That's what I say. It's interviewing. It's like The Bachelor.
Interviewing.
You gotta interview. Hand you a rose. It's like, y'all.
Hand you a rose.
Hey, Ricky.
But so, what would be the
like?
The,
what is flirt? But what is flirting? Like, what if my personality is just an extra smooth, likable personality and a man takes it as flirting? Like, what?
But just
what
talking
is
just
flirting?
Talking, like, if y'all just having regular conversation about
thank
random
you
stuff.
Precious.
But if a guy is talking about taking you out or doing little things, this and that, you know what I'm saying, trying to court you, and you're entertaining the thought of it.
But what is entertaining? Are is
like you're not
saying
telling
yes?
them no. You're not telling them no,
but are you saying yes?
Maybe. You might be like,
but if you're saying yes, then you're past flirting. Now you just accepted a date. But what if you're like,
but even if you go on a date, you still might not pursue him seriously.
I mean, but women can do that. If you're not with, as long as you're not with anybody, I'm not condoning cheating, ladies. But if you're not with anybody, I can overly flirt with whoever I want to. I can take that date. That don't mean I got to be with that person.
Cause the one thing, cause I posted the one thing when she was like, the girl's like, I gotta stop flirting because I owe like 12 niggas some pussy. So,
okay, but she don't really owe them that. I mean, she's just going on a date.
No. She's
right.
Flirting.
Are you single?
She's been flirting if, to the point.
If she is single, she could take a date. A relationship is never a stipulation of you taking me out. If you take me out, I don't have to be in a relationship with you. You gave me dinner. Okay. But that don't mean we go together now. That don't mean I have to go with you. I'm under no obligation to you just because I flirt with you or we go out or even I entertain you to the point of us, you know, making plans or not making plans or you offering me plans and me like stringing that on. Not saying it's right, but I don't owe you. I owe you nothing right. Still. I
but
still
you,
owe you
but
nothing.
It's okay to, string them along.
I can go on a date until I say I'm your girlfriend. Then I don't owe you anything. So boop, boop, boop. My 2 cents, boop. My 4 cents, my 5 cents, my quarter.
Yes, sir.
Some women flirt just to make time go by faster. Like, yes, hobby. Hello, I ain't got nothing to do. Give me less flirt.
Flirting out of being bored, huh?
Yes, exactly. Now he gets it. He finally got it. It just took us a little time to get there, but we got there now, right? We're all on the same page.
So, fellas,
we made it.
Stay away from these bored ones.
Like, y'all be smarter. Men, be smarter.
Stay away from them.
You can tell if a woman is really interested in you. Trust me.
And she say she doing nothing. Stay away. She bored.
Trust me. You can tell if somebody is actually interested in you. If you can't, just stay out of the dating scene until you can. Thank you. That is my PSA. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Have a nice day.
Your TED Talk.
Okay.
Teaching lessons.
Yes. For the gentlemen out there. giving you lessons, hard life lessons.
I don't know, man. It's hard because we the ones who have to chase women. So, like, the woman has to accept us. So, if you flirting with me and making me believe I have a chance when I don't, kind of wasting my time.
When you're single, you can do what you want to do. Flirt, date multiple people. Just make sure you're honest with them and they know that they're not the only person in your life. Right. I'm like, right. Dude, I'm talking to 15 people right now.
Honesty is key.
Maybe not 15. That's a lot. 15. Can't imagine how many headaches that would be. A lot of headaches.
That would be terrible.
Honesty. But
definitely be honest. Definitely tell a person up front.
I'm not going to go to dinner with you and be like, I think I can marry you. I'm going to go to dinner with you and be like, that food was good. See you next week. Psych.
So he the food.
The food bae.
Benny Hanna Ben. he take me to all the restaurants. That's it. Just feed me. Take me home.
If I may say, anybody who's still on here, if you could click the share button if you haven't already, that would be
awesome.
Fabulous. I'll probably love you forever, or maybe till like tomorrow. But then I may love you again for another reason. I don't really know, right. But I'll see.
Must be honest. Most definitely.
Yes. Honesty is the best policy.
I was going to say that.
That's what they say. I said it first. So, boop, boop.
You beat me to it.
Boop, boop.
Definitely be honest. Definitely tell a person what's going on, what you got going on, what your plans is. Never lead a person on to thinking it's something serious when it's not. Just be upfront. Like, if you out here to have fun and enjoy yourself, let them know that. Don't tell them like, hey, you know, I like you, this, that, and the third. Lying to them, making them think that they are going to be with you when they're not. So definitely just tell the truth. Keep it real.
Yeah, do that. And for you men who overly flirt, it's like, I guess we're not addressing two sides.
We can.
But I don't really have anything for the other side.
It's some men overly flirting, but men are looking for women, so that's the difference. Like, women don't go out. They women get approached. Men do the approaching. So we have to go and approach women and talk to women to gauge if we're going to get with them or not, or if we can. Women don't have that. They just have to go out and men approach them. So if the woman is overly flirting, then that's where the issue is. Because men have to go out there. He could be single. He got to shoot his shot in order to get somebody. Mm-hmm. Right? But a woman, they can just sit back. Men going to come in the inbox, at the store, anything. They'll probably try to holler at you in traffic if they think you're cute enough.
Oh, they have. They do. Like, dog, we're on 94. I'm just trying to get where I'm going. Arrive alive. Don't text and drive. Arrive. That's another PSA. I'm dropping all these jewels for y'all. Y'all so lucky to have me. I'm just trying to drop all this knowledge for you. Sheesh.
But yeah, but I don't know. I guess if a man is in a relationship, then flirting, if he's still overly flirting, then that's where the problem lies right there.
Yeah, but for sure.
Yeah. But if it's, so if a man is entertaining other women while he's with a woman, overly flirting, doing all of that, then that's where the issue lies. Women can overly flirt in any instance, like, if they're with somebody or if they're not.
Ooh, Giselle said her last boyfriend waited 5 years to tell her he didn't want to get married. Girl, I would have went to jail because I beat him. Like, 5 years, homie? Five years?
Said she was going to beat him. Foist. Was. You should have. You should.
Five.
5 years, boy. Years. You should have hit him with the car.
Boy, you'd have knocked out.
For real. He wasted a long time.
You know what I could have did with 5 years of my life?
You should have just been doing the most that whole relationship. Bump it. I'm going to do me.
I ain't going to knock you, girl. I was with my ex-husband for 10 years, and I still mourn those 10 years. That's a decade, sis. A decade. A decade.
Ten long years.
A decade. A decade. 10 years. Sorry, I had to get that close to say that just so we could emphasize 10 years.
On how 5 years. That's a long time wasted. I almost went to jail. I would have went to jail.
Me too.
I would have went to jail. And it probably, it would have been worth it. It would have been worth it.
Like, I mean, it probably wasn't worth that at the time, but then once you got there, well, I don't know. Who's that coming in? I can't see. It's not coming up on here.
Tigo?
Ryan?
Yeah.
Hi, Ryan.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
So.
No, don't waste people time.
Right.
We ain't even got enough time to be wasting people's time.
Don't waste people time. What all points did we hit?
In this one?
Yeah. Well, see us. Don't watch Empire.
Giselle, we're not going to keep saying don't watch Empire. You can see, sis, you watch Empire as much as you want to. Don't listen to him. You can watch Empire forever.
Don't overly flirt.
Don't overly.
And do better jobs of finding the clitoris.
I mean, you can overly flirt if you want to. It's your prerogative.
Right. So it's your life. Do Girl, what you do with
felt
it.
Felt rushed like, sis, 30 years old? 5 years in? I'm trying to be a rapper. Okay, now we get in a... Now we're getting a little personal, Giselle. We're not going to...
Right.
Trying to be a rapper. Feel rushed
trying to be a rapper.
Trying to be a rapper. Okay. Well, a recap of today's show. Watch us.
Man.
Yes. Don't overly flirt. A lot of people
feel like in their 30s, though, like our generation, a lot of people feel like with the internet booming and being able to get your stuff out there.
Jump in there and be rappers now?
No, not being rappers.
Uh-oh.
I'm saying like a lot of people feel like it's their time to make something, create something, put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Because the internet is such a powerful tool to use to get their stuff out there. You know what I mean? So people who've been creative throughout their life, you know, are now feeling the spark to go and want to do something now because the internet is such a driving force, you know, for people who are creative. So, I mean, not to say that, you know, you should be trying to rap now, but at the end of the day, like, a lot of people just feel the need to go and do the stuff that they didn't get to do when we didn't have this internet and all of this stuff to push and promote ourselves. So people want to do it now. But I don't know. Feeling rushed, I don't know about all that. Like, you got
feeling rushed after 5 years?
If you with a woman for that long, you got a good woman, you might as well just go ahead and do it. It's no point.
Rushed. That's all I'm going to say. Rushed. He did you a favor. Okay. I'm going to say. Yeah.
So he like it. Push it.
Sorry, y'all. Okay, I'm knocking down equipment. Right. Oh, he didn't push it.
Oh, so he
you gotta promote yourself.
Gotta promote yourself
for certain. Otherwise, nobody gonna hear it but you.
110%. You gotta post that every day. Lose some friends because of it. Like, I'm still gonna post it. Gotta get it out there.
And he will do it.
I will.
He will do it.
I will.
He will post a video 50 times.
500 times. Not 50.
A day. Hold on, you ain't let me finish my sentence.
Good.
50 times a day. And
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
So yes.
Because I promote myself. I push myself. And I believe in myself. So I'm going to push myself 110%. But.
It makes sense. You have to.
Yeah,
you can't depend on other people to do it because they're not going to do it.
Right.
Nobody like, how many people didn't click the share button today?
Hit that
I wonder.
Hit that share button.
I hit it myself like share 4
this,
times.
Share this video.
So,
get people
that's,
involved.
That's that. Huh. I try to give you guys PSAs, advice, click it or ticket. I ain't say that.
No.
What did I say?
It was
about a car. I don't remember. It don't matter. It was texting, good advice.
It was about texting and driving.
Arrive alive, don't text and drive. Arrive he alive. Got an argument with Lil Zane. I mean, but it's Lil Zane.
Right, really. Lil Zane? Like, nigga who
what was his now? One song? What was that one song? That one.
I just remember him on like a 112 remix. Like,
no, he had a one song.
I don't even know.
He was like, Lil Zane, say my name. Or is that 112? Calling me. Hey, Lil Zane, say my name. I feel like that was his song.
I think that was his
song. I don't remember what it was called, though. So.
Yeah. He just was. He had a small moment. Definitely wouldn't be arguing with Lil Zane about no music.
Seriously, Giselle, it was one song, and I don't even remember. I can't even remember the name of it, so I don't know anymore, but whatever.
Man, that kind of went quick, man. We, like, 9 minutes left in the show.
That's okay. Y'all don't have to stay with us for 9 more minutes. Y'all came today. You came for the inaugural show. The
first one. The first episode.
First people to see it.
First one.
And it's just going to get better and better. Yeah. This was just number one. We are posting
these on the podcast sites, Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
And this video on Facebook. I'm going to make them save it so you can watch a replay and see my face.
Right. So if you want to catch it.
I just want you to hear my voice. I want you to see me.
And want to catch it, listen to it on your way to work. Something like that. You can as well.
We're going to post the replay. I'm overly flirting. I'm overly flirting with our viewers.
What do you say? Just the tip.
So just watch the replay. It'll be posted on Facebook. We'll make sure to save it. We'll be back next week. Same time, same living room. Because this is where we are.
This is where we at. The laugh from the living room. We talking about all kinds of topics. It's mainly supposed to be music and entertainment topics, but it's going to be other topics, other things that we talk about, anything that's going on socially. We're going to attack those topics and get to them. It was last topic.
Whoa, we got a surprise, a bonus.
Forgot about this one.
Oh.
Was the Wendy Williams relapse. Her relapsing over.
Did I say that? Did I say I wanted that? Or I said if we're. Oh, okay.
Her relapsing over her.
That's so sad. What,
her husband?
Yeah.
Her husband not wanting to leave his mistress or side piece or whatever you want to call her.
Mistress is what they call it.
But yeah. So not wanting to leave. Like, why would that cause you to go to drugs? If a man don't want to leave a chick, leave him. Like,
yeah, but maybe she loves him.
But they probably got a long
time. And that sent her into a spiral. Judge Mathis had already called it out that she had been on drugs before. So anything like that can make you, I don't know, go back into something like that, I guess.
Right, make you fall back into something.
She's trying to cope. She might really wish she had that little faithful husband. Like, sis, I'm pretty sure you're the rich one, but all right.
Yeah, she the...
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Because who is he? Like, somebody name him. I'll wait.
I don't know. I just know his name. I think it's like Kevin, because I think I remember her saying it on the show sometimes.
Because I don't know who this guy is.
I have no idea.
Or anything, so.
He's irrelevant.
He definitely ain't making the money in that relationship, so... she might as well just leave.
Yeah.
Fuck going on, getting on drugs, having to go to rehab over some shit like that.
I don't know.
Get out. Do you know when to get out?
Do you know?
Or you just stay involved?
I know when to get out. I get out as soon as somebody get on my nerves.
I told y'all she was on crack.
Right. She was like... Like, sis, what is wrong with you, sis? Why are you passing out? Right. Lord.
Say, we've been waiting on this ever since Judge Mathis went off on her, like calling her a crackhead.
But I think she passed out even before Judge Mathis went off on her own.
No, that was the Judge Mathis thing. It was way before. That was like,
it?
Yeah, that was years before.
When he went off on her. I didn't know that was years ago.
Yeah.
Why? Who? republish that old freaking video then. Get out of here.
He went up on her years ago telling her she was a crackhead.
Hey, Jessica.
She kept talking about him being in the streets or whatever. Trying to diss him.
Well, I don't know, y'all. But I got on this Honda shirt. I think I'm about to go drive a race car or something. Join NASCAR. I heard there's one other black person there. I'm going to be number two. Yeah.
Honda. So, black driver, they got a black
think
driver.
Think about it. Yeah, I think it's a woman. And there's a guy.
A black so woman
maybe
driver?
Yeah. So maybe I'm going to be the third black NASCAR driver with this Honda shirt. So I'm about to skirt, 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 skirt.
I don't know nothing about that.
I'm out of here.
I don't know nothing about that. But yes, this is probably going to conclude us, our show. We're going to be back every Sunday, 3 p.m.
We will be. We will
you know
be here.
Where to catch us, where we'll to find here. Us, tune in, share this video if you didn't already.
You'll see me.
Check us out. Engage with the post. Talk to us anytime. Give us anything that you want to talk about, we'll bring it on the show. Whatever y'all want to do. And that's that. We're going to get with you guys next Sunday, 3 p.m.
I'm just enjoying watching him trying to conclude this show.
Don't do that.
See y'all next week. Bye. Make sure you save it. In HD. First thing I see when I close that out on my computer is a status that say they call me fart because I keep that gas on me. Get out of here. They call me fart because I keep that gas on me.
Oh. Man.
Through one show.
We did.